Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on Thursday, a day after Netanyahu delivered a scathing speech to Congress in which he vowed to achieve total victory against Hamas terrorists and denounced American opponents of the war in Gaza as idiots. Officials from Egypt, Israel, the U.S., and Qatar had been expected to meet on Thursday in Doha with the aim of resuming talks for a proposed three-phase ceasefire to end the war between Israel and Hamas to free the remaining hostages. But an Israeli official said Israel's negotiating team was delayed and would likely be dispatched next week. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign's first advertisement released on Thursday has a pop culture flair, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In this election, we each face a question.
The video underscores a central campaign message about what kind of nation Americans want.
We choose freedom.
Set to a Beyoncé soundtrack, the video is being highlighted on social media as the campaign looks to reach younger voters.
Let's get to work.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Thursday for countries to address the urgency of the extreme heat epidemic fueled by climate change, days after the world registered its hottest day on record.
It's summertime, but the living is no longer easy. This has been a week of unprecedented heat.
Climate change is making heat waves more frequent, more intense, and longer lasting across the world. This